We are talking to James Young, the 2022 Missouri Teacher of the Year. James, let's start off, just get your initial reaction to the big news.
Wow. Surprise. honor. Excitement. When I saw Darion Cockrell, the 2021 Teacher of the Year, come through the door with my superintendent and others, wow. It was just a big wow. I feel really blessed.
James, how long have you been a teacher?
So this is my 15th year in teaching and loving it.
Have you been at Ferguson Florissant the whole time, or have you been at other schools as well?
I've been in Ferguson Florissant 12, 13, around there. I also taught in Normandy School District my first year, and I also spent a year in Confluence Academy Charter School.
Okay. So tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, James, and in your background.
Sure. Okay. Well, I grew up, you know, to a loving family who did their best, my mom and dad, but I also have generational legacy of my grandmother, who is actually a retired teacher from the Ferguson-Florissant School District, retired music teacher. Also grew up around my great-grandmother. So just years of love and legacy poured into me to get to this point, you know, also a man of faith, you know, and so that's really important to my family and I, and actually to my practice. You know, I really feel like I was called to teach. I take it very seriously, and I have a big heart for the community that I live in and that I serve in. I am a product of the Ferguson-Florissant School District. I graduated from McClure North High School in Ferguson-Florissant in 1995, so I'm dating myself now. really a strong advocate for Ferguson-Florissant and for public education.
Well, what do you teach there at Ferguson-Florissant?
Okay, so here at Ferguson-Florissant, I teach musical theater is the main thing that I teach. I actually co-teach with a theater teacher, and so I do the music side, and she does the theater, acting, speech side. So I teach sixth graders. It is a sixth grade center. And so that's my primary, the bulk of my classes. This year, I'm fortunate to also get to teach guitar. And it's a collaborative work and effort with St. Louis Classical Guitar. And so that's on Wednesdays. So by title, I'm a vocal music teacher, but I get the unique opportunity and privilege to teach collaboratively, which I think is really effective with another teacher in the building on a daily basis.
So, okay. You know, there's such an emphasis on STEM sort of teaching. Why is music education important to kids?
Yes. STEM, and a lot of times I like to, like a lot of art teachers, I like to change the STEM to STEAM and actually put art in there. I think art is a place, and it's a culmination of all the subjects. Art is a place where you can take what you learn in math, you can take what you learn in ELA and social studies and apply it in unique ways to be creative. You know, you can get your context, and you can put a song to the context of a nation. Figuring out, or even science, you know, what's the science behind sound and vibrations? So I think it's an important place to balance the disciplines, the other disciplines in STEM, for students to come to an arts class, and then also to remember that we're complete humans that have feelings and emotions, emotional needs that need to be expressed beyond, you know, the numbers and figures, which are very important. So like I said, once again, the arts is a culmination, is the place that ties all the other subjects together.
Wonderful. This is Show Me Today. We are speaking with James Young, the 2022 Missouri Teacher of the Year from the Ferguson-Florissant School District near St. Louis. I want to go back to, you said you think you were called to teach.
Yes.
Elaborate on that. What do you mean? Why do you think you were called to teach?
You know, that's a really good question. And so I always tell people it started, I told you I had an opportunity to grow up with my great-grandmother who we affectionately call Mama Didi in our family. So she told me years ago, before I knew what I was going to do, she said, "You have the patience to be a teacher," and basically called it out of me. And at that time, I had no intentions of teaching. I had no plans of teaching. I was into music. And as a matter of fact, after I was in the Army, for United States Army for 3 years, and when I got out of the Army, my main objective was to be in a band and make records and tour, and that's what I wanted to do. But I really feel like there was a bigger plan for my life. And so eventually I got a chance through the GI Bill to go back to school. And my grandmother at the time said, "Hey, I know you're interested in music, but why don't you consider music education?" And so I had an amazing counselor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, amazing advisor, Dr. Fred Wellman, who was a good friend of my grandmother's, walked me through, helped me get into the program. And so I decided to actually go in as a music education major instead of just a music major. And I think that was the best decision of my life. I quickly learned that teaching was something that felt, I want to say that felt right. It fit with who I am as a person. And I grew up in a household of eight, so I'm the oldest of eight. And so it's something that clicked, and gradually it was definitely a learning curve, because it hasn't been easy, and there's still not easy days. But I think the calling comes in that I feel like even if I tried to do something else, I feel like I would still be a teacher in some way. And I feel like it was a gift that I see so many teachers have. True teachers do it from the heart.
Well, you had enough siblings that you could have had a small band, or a big band, really.
Absolutely. And I'm the oldest. So, yeah, I was often held responsible. They're like, "Hey, okay, you got to be the example." And it's so funny, because I tell my own kids, you know, you may not like it now, but those things that challenge us the most, and those things that sometimes seem like the biggest burdens in life in the beginning, can actually become your biggest blessing. And you never know.
And I think you have enough kids to have a band as well, right?
So, yes, I do. My wife and I have seven children.
Are any of them deep into music like you are?
My oldest daughter, Sasha, actually took piano lessons with my grandmother. And so did my next daughter, Neora. So two of my oldest took piano lessons with my grandmother. She passed May 2020. And so, but while she was living, took lessons with her. Two of my daughters play violin. I have a son that plays guitar. I have a son that's an aspiring drummer, and some more to come under them. But we have some really fun family jam sessions sometimes that we enjoy a lot. So, and actually one of my sons has been telling me he wants to grow up and be a music teacher, which is awesome.
Following in the footsteps. Well, I think that is so cool that you can have jam sessions with your kids, and just that would be just so much fun that you all can share in that love of music. So it says in this press release that collaborative partnerships have been an integral part of your success in the classroom. And it names off a bunch of organizations that you were involved in. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned earlier St. Louis Classical Guitar. They are an amazing organization, started some years ago, and they have a unique mission, and especially after a lot of the events that happened in Ferguson, they really came in strong and to provide guitars, and not only guitars, but also instruction. They provide instruction into schools to teach alongside music teachers to help set up a classical guitar program. I connected with Bill Ash, Mr. Bill Ash, several years ago. Actually, when I was at Confluence Academy, it started there, and then I also was able to continue to connect with them in Ferguson Florissant. And And so it's that's been an amazing opportunity for students. Like I said, they'll come into the classroom. They bring guest artists in the classroom. They'll provide instruments, strings, trainings over the summer, as well as a connection with an online guitar curriculum. So it's the whole package. And so they've really been a huge blessing and benefit to our students. Besides them, there's also Life Arts. And the founding director is Mr. Brian Owens, who actually happens to be a really good friend of mine as well. His mission, they're also based out of Ferguson. His mission is to bring the arts to youth in a unique way. And we actually had an opportunity to have Miss Sophia Stevens, who had a role as Nala in the Broadway show of The Lion King. We had her come in 2 years ago to work with our students' master classes before we put on The Lion King performance here at our school. And so Brian Owens has been really instrumental in Life Arts, has been instrumental in just getting that. Besides that, we had another dilemma that same year where we had a venue booked for the first night, actually a local church auditorium, but it wasn't available the second night. And so the second night, through a generous grant through Life Arts, kind of on the spot, they set up full professional lighting and sound at the gym right next door to our school. And that was really amazing. So I would say I love working collaboratively. I love helping to bring things into the school. Beside that, I love working collaboratively in the school. So I also worked with an organization called St. Louis Dancing Classrooms, along with another PE teacher at a former school, where we actually were able to bring dance, ballroom dancing, into the classroom and have kids perform and even do a a performance where they actually got judged and engaged, and then they also did a performance for families later that year. So whenever I have an opportunity to bring or to help facilitate or welcome in an organization to help students and give them another piece of the real world and what it's like, I'm all for that.
You are one busy guy. How do you fit all this in? Plus you have seven kids. Holy moly.
Oh, right. And I think my wife's calling on the other line right now too. So
get home for dinner.
Right. Yeah.
You are listening to Show Me Today. I'm Alisa Nelson. We are joined by Missouri's 2022 Teacher of the Year, James Young from the Ferguson-Florissant School District, where he has taught for about 13 years. At that district as a musical theater, vocal music, and guitar teacher at the Johnson Wabash 6th Grade Center. Okay, so the St. Louis Dancing Classrooms thing, it sounds like kind of a version of Dancing with the Stars, but Ferguson Florissant style. I mean, would that be kind of a good depiction of what you do there with this Dancing Classrooms?
Well, and now, so that's something I did a couple years ago. But yes, they go all over. This is not a Ferguson Florissant based organization. This is a organization based in out of St. Louis, and they go to many different districts. So not just ours. We were just one stop. I would say that it was kind of like that. It was really neat. So like I said, we had a performance, and we got to perform and sort of compete alongside other schools in the area. And then we had an evening performance for parents just at our school. So it is, like I said, they are St. Louis based, but it's not a specific Ferguson Florissant originated thing, but they are an organization that has, and they've been to other schools here in Ferguson Florissant as well, and other schools in the area.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, you know, when I talked to Darion Cockrell last year, he talked mm-hmm. about what he had hoped for during his time as the Teacher of the Year. So I'm curious, what do you hope to contribute most as Teacher of the Year?
Okay, that is the question of the day. Yeah, Darion Cockrell is just an awesome, awesome role model teacher, and so is Misty Grandel and other teachers of the year that I've got to meet so far. For my part, I would say I'd like to contribute the fact that great things can come out of Ferguson. I like to contribute that great things can come out of our surrounding communities, because unfortunately, a lot of times, I'm just going to be honest, you know, there's a stigma. There's a stigma around public education a lot of times. And it's not all, you know, it's not all perfect all the time, like most things, but great things. There are great teachers here. There are great students doing amazing things. There are great organizations willing to support and help students and build community. So I guess what I want to do is just continue to encourage young people to join the ranks of public educators. And I want to encourage community organizations to continue to offer their support and their encouragement to what happens in schools locally and across the state and hopefully across the nation, because we're all in it together. You know, we're a community and we're all figuring this out, and things don't always work right and we may not always agree. But when it comes down to it, we're in this, in these cities, we're in our state, we're in our nation, in our world together. And so we're better together, and we're better working things out and together.
So what do you hope to learn as Teacher of the Year? Because I think that's part of all of this, is all the development that goes along with it and the things that you learn along the one-year route. So what do you hope to learn as Teacher of the Year?
So I hope to learn, and I look forward to meeting people from different areas in Missouri. I look forward to learning about the different needs, and I look forward to learning about issues that maybe I can help advocate for beyond what I know. I look forward to just seeing how the bigger picture of infrastructure of education works, and seeing how, like I said, these collaborative efforts can better serve the communities all over the state.
Thanks for joining us on Show Me Today. James Young, the 2022 Missouri Teacher of the Year, is with us. He is from the Ferguson-Florissant School District, where he teaches musical theater, vocal music, and is a guitar teacher at the Johnson Wabash 6th Grade Center. If you could have one thing for the Ferguson-Florissant District as far as music goes, what would that be?
Oh, wow. One thing. You know, I'll tell you what. If I could have one thing, and then this is a big ask. If I could have one thing, I would make sure, and I would say, not just for music, but for all of fine arts, I would say I would like to have ample and adequate spaces for students to perform and showcase their work. That would be the big ask. You know, I'm currently in a building that's, it works, but like I said, we had that issue where we struggled for a performance space, you know, right here. And so that's pretty big, but making sure having adequate performing space, having an adequate space where students can come in contact with the community and showcase what they know.
Anything else that I'm missing? What am I missing? Anything?
It's exciting. It's scary, you know. you know, because it's kind of like lights are on now, you know, and it's something I never imagined. I think I, like a lot of teachers, I do my best and I work hard, but there are so many teachers who do their best and work hard, and I've learned from so many teachers. I've learned from so many amazing teachers in this building that I work in the district, in other places. You know, when I was in Normandy, when I was in Confluence, there are amazing teachers, administrators, professionals doing it every day. And so I'm really excited and honored to represent the profession, because there are a lot of things, good things happening. Once again, I feel blessed, and I give praise and honor to God too. I want to say that.
Excellent. What'd you do in the Army?
When I was in the Army, I was my MOS was 63 Juliet, which is a quartermaster in chemical equipment repairer. So basically what I did was I worked on decontamination apparatuses, like for chemical warfare, which is basically a water pump. also, in that was washers and dryers and small engine type stuff. But I also performed a year when I was in Korea. I was stationed in Korea. I was in the Army chorus for a year as well. So that was a lot of fun. So that was my first taste of sort of doing music for a living, well before I knew I would be a music teacher.
Two very different positions in the Army.
Yeah. So it was one of those things. It was kind of a fluke. My roommate knew that I sang. You know, I used to sing in high school, and my favorite group was Boys to Men, and like me and some of the other guys and my brother, who was in high school at the time too, we would sing. We did a talent show, and I was really into that. So he would hear me talking about different stuff all the time. So he recommended me to go do an audition, and I passed, and I ended up getting relocated in Korea to sing for the general for the rest of the year. So that was that was really cool.
Well, you heard it right here. You were a Boys to Men fan back in the day. Congratulations to James Young, the 2022 Missouri Teacher of the Year from the Ferguson-Florissant School District. We will be back with more after this. You are listening to Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.